Dreamscape presents His Girl Hollywood by Maureen Lee Lanker. Narrated by Patty Murin. For Grammy, whose love, home, and Sunday dinners inspired the ones in this novel. Prologue. Los Angeles, 1927. Train stations were made for heartbreak. Happiness was possible on a train platform, of course. Reunions, chance meetings, the promise of embarking on a trip. But there was something about the chugging engines, the mournful train whistles, and the conductor's calls of "all aboard" that was deeply melancholy. This was all Arlene Morgan could think about on this particular autumn morning, standing on a platform in the brisk early morning air in Los Angeles's La Grande station, waiting for the only man she'd ever loved to board the train that would carry him out of her life forever. Well, the only thing on her mind besides what a picturesque setting the station's Moorish architecture would make for a film. Her eyes darted from the tip of the central dome spire to the palm tree out front, to the structure that resembled a castle turret that they'd passed on their way to the platform. She pondered the assembly of shots she'd make to film the most mournful lover's farewell the world had ever seen.
"Lena," a deep masculine voice to her right called, "have you heard a word I'm saying?"
Arlene shook herself from her reverie and turned to face the man standing beside her, Don Lazzarini. "Hmm?" He chuckled, the scar in his right cheek, a souvenir of a rowdy childhood accident, sinking into his dimple. Her heart somersaulted in her chest. She'd always loved that jagged dimple from the moment his once pristine face had healed with that perfectly imperfect blemish. It reminded her that he was human.
"Making movies in your head again?"
She blushed and looked at the ground. While other girls might dream of being Mary Pickford or Florence Lawrence, Arlene wanted to make movies, not star in them.
"Maybe," she mumbled.
Don playfully punched her arm.
"That's my gal, the next Lois Weber."
Arlene waved him off.
"That's a long way off. I'm only 17, after all, if it ever happens. But what were you trying to tell me?"
"Just that my train is on time, according to the gal at the ticket counter."
Arlene's heart sank. She was hoping it would be late. She needed more time, because she had to tell...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?